Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from The Grave Talks. When you're not listening to this show and our great interviews with amazing guests, be sure to check out our true crime podcast, Dark Side Of. Just search Dark Side Of wherever you download podcasts. Here's a 15-minute preview of a brand new episode of Dark Side Of. Today on The Dark Side Of, here's the headline I hope I never have to say again. Four men gang-raped, killed, and ate a protected monitor lizard. True story. Paulding County parents arrested after four-week-old dies from alcohol poisoning. And acquitted after deaths of 14 patients, an Ohio doctor tells people he's not a killer. Those stories and more today on The Dark Side Of.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side Of.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our episodes. New ones every single Monday, Tuesday, and Friday here on the feed. And we also got the True Crime Today little featurettes that we sprinkle throughout the week with just crazy shit that happens. It's Tony and Stacey Cole with you on today's episode. What's going on?
Oh, there is no end to the crazy shit, is there?
No. And when you sent me via Facebook earlier in the week, four men gang raped, killed, and ate a protected monitor lizard, I was like, this has got to be not real. Like, of all the crazy shit headlines, like, nope, it's fucking real.
Oh, it's 100% real. It's, you know, we've covered some horrific stories on this podcast. Mm-hmm. To me, this one, you know, it's about a reptile, and we've talked about horrible things with humans, but to me, this is like a layer cake. You peel one layer off and eat it, and another big one comes at you, or an onion. It just keeps coming. It's just, I don't understand how humanity can be this awful.
I know.
I can't.
I just try and laugh about the insanity of this for the hour a week that we do the show. And when I have to like put the stories together, other than that, I really try to stay in a positive zone, but oh my God, I don't even know. Like I couldn't make these headlines up. It's almost like Mad Libs at this point. I mean, this is, or this is Cards Against Humanity level shit down that's going on where, oh my God, you put these words together. That's horrible. That could never happen. No, it fucking happened.
It did happen. And I don't know. When I was in Cancun probably 3-4 years ago on vacation, and I'm pretty sure it's the same kind of type of lizard, even though these were in India. Uh-huh. I think these lizards were all over the place in Mexico, or at least something similar to them. And we went to the ruins at Tulum, and I had a banana with me that I took from the buffet at the resort. Mm-hmm. And I was like feeding it banana, and it was just the sweetest thing. And not, I mean, it's not like we bonded, but it was like, here, here, sweet little lizard. And it would like just take pieces of banana and stare at me like, give me another. And it just, it seemed really...
Was the lizard sitting there going, you want to go back behind the Mayan ruins and have some fun?
Oh my God. No, it was just, you know, and I've got, when this story popped up, I went and looked back at the video I took of me actually feeding the banana. It was adorable. Mm-hmm. I just, what is wrong with people? And here's the even more depraved part. Not only did they gang rape it, but they ate it. They like barbecued it and ate it afterwards.
What was the thought? We're going to eat this, but let's rape it first. Because why not? You know, if you're going to, you got that right. Why not? Because that happens in America a lot when people are deer hunting. They get the deer, and then, of course, all the hunters go and gang rape the buck, and then they bring it back and they make venison out of it. And no one knows. That's part of the secrets of the hunting out there.
See, even you being that disgusting, that is not what happens. That is some Jeffrey Dahmer level shit. That, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Mark my words, by the end of the year, we're going to have a story about a group of hunters gang raping a deer.
I hope not. I don't understand what gets into people. I don't get it. I don't.
Let's Google that. Let's Google gang rape.
No, the shit that I've had pop up on my like ads and stuff because of this show. Seriously.
News.
Just so disturbing.
No, I'm not seeing any headlines specifically involving that. Mm-mm.
No, and
but the lizard does come up. Lizard comes up. You type in gang rape deer. This story comes up about the lizard.
Yeah, it does, because I think it's one of the only ones. And, you know, who knows how, you know, maybe other things like this have happened, but they were caught on camera because this was, wasn't it at like a sanctuary or something?
Yeah, that's even the more shocking part is this wasn't, I mean, it's shocking no matter what, but I guess in my mind, I was like picturing these are, you know, some not very bright individuals. They're maybe not civilized and they're out in the wild and, you know, almost caveman like or something. And they did this and somebody caught him. No, it's in a fucking sanctuary. The story goes, and it's from Vice, forest officials in India are investigating four men who gang raped, killed, cooked and ate a monitor lizard in one of India's most protected forest reserves. It was the only monitor lizard in the park. The incident took place on March 29 at the Sharity Tiger Reserve in the western Indian state of Maharashtra. The forest camera traps meant for tracking tigers caught the accused men trespassing the reserves in the Chandeli National Park. Forest officials arrested the men between April 1st and 5th and found photos and video. They fucking videoed it on their phones of them gang raping a monitor lizard. Killing any, so are you taking that to like show friends? Is that like you're trying to like start a TikTok page of lizard rape or what?
I don't know where you go with that.
The question is, what type of music?
Stay in bed and watch it, you know?
When you put the TikTok up and you can select your music, what do you pick for the gang rape lizard scene?
Oh, God.
That's
Tony.
My question. I don't see nothing wrong with a lizard bump and grind.
Oh my God. But that's the thing. I don't think that way. And neither do you. And most people don't think that way. So I can't even,
I can only just find humor.
as you're reading this story, I literally have my hands around my neck. Like I'm just squeezing my, I can't believe this. I mean, lizards are very intelligent. They're, you can actually, mm-hmm. Like tame them and they become used to humans. And like the one that I was feeding in Mexico, I'm sure because it was a, I'm like all screwed up here, but because it was at a tourist attraction, mm-hmm. this lizard was used to people. So that's why, I mean, he came right up to me like, hey, what you got?
Yeah. Fairly domesticated. Yeah. Gets it. And Yeah. I mean, unless is this part of the where there's the conspiracies where people like believe there's like lizard people? Were they trying to create more lizard people?
Oh, see, I hadn't thought of that.
But no, they ate it. So that would make that impossible.
Ugh.
I have never seen a crime like this before. Division Forest Officer Vashi Malley told Vice World News. The men are in their 20s and 30s and they appear to have done it for fun. There was no religious or black magic agenda. Jesus. The men were identified as Sandeep Pawar, Manglish. I can't pronounce all their names.
Yeah.
They're charged under India's Wildlife Protection Act of 1972. So prior to 72, not a crime. Local court granted them bail last week. They're like, we were born in the wrong era. Before 72, we could have raped lizards left and right. It would have been great. India's monitor lizards are endangered and are protected species by law. Violators may be punished with a 7-year jail term. A report by wildlife advocacy groups recorded 82 cases. Oh, my God. Okay. 82 cases of sexual abuse against animals in India between 2010 and 2020. This was out of a total of 500,000 cases of animal related crimes that include torture and killings. So 82 cases of sexual abuse against animals. So it doesn't just mean lizards. So
okay, we've got a problem then.
There seems to be I'd be curious what sexual abuse cases of animals are in the United States, quite honestly.
I would rather not think about it. We've talked about it before.
Can you Google that while I continue reading and find out what the stats are?
I am not doing that again.
Most recent cases of sexual abuse against animals include a man raping and killing a pregnant goat in southern India and a 60-year-old man raping a female stray dog last year. While the suspects are out on bail, Malley said the photos and videos of the incident have been sent to a forensic lab to build evidence for the case. Forest officials are also seeking legal advice on charging the accused under a law that criminalizes unnatural sex between human and animals. Not only is this cruel, but there is a risk of zoonotic diseases from this kind of case. There are concerns of men carrying STDs and other infections from their act, Malley says. The Tiger Reserve, which is spread across 1,166 square kilometers, is governed by the Indian government and encompasses three national parks. The Chandoni National Park is spread across over 300 square kilometers and a wildlife ranging from tigers to panthers to reptiles such as monitor lizards and geckos. Geckos are pretty. I don't know how you could do that with a gecko. Geckos are small, aren't they? I'm thinking
they're
like
very small. So yeah. That okay. Says a lot about the guy. Well, let's talk about where we are with humanity for what it's 2022 now. When we're recording this, we've been in a pandemic, and that pandemic. How did it start? It was a zoonotic disease, probably something that jumped from an animal to a human. And then you've got these ding-dongs, these motherfucking horrible human beings having sex with an animal. And then God knows where they go in their community and have sex with a human. That's how shit leaps from animals to humans.
Yeah.
If it's not airborne.
It's sex.
Exactly. It's what the fuck is wrong with you? I mean, you can get diseases from eating uncooked meat and things like that. But STDs, this is something that they could be creating the next pandemic by this horrific activity that they're doing. These are some sick fucking human beings. And thank God I'm not a judge because these people, they should just be killed on the spot.
I agree.
Fuck putting them in jail. They are a risk to humanity.
Yeah.
Mentally, physically, get rid of them. Be done.
I 100% agree. Finally, someone else is saying that on this show. Because I'm always the one calling for the execution of people where I'm like, what's the point? Why are we? Why?
Why? First of all, I don't think you can be rehabilitated because you are so far down the hole. There's just no pulling you back up. There's none. Yep,
I agree. 100%. I mean, what would that be like? Can you imagine like the Lifetime special where it's like, at one time, he was having sex with lizards. Then he turned out to be the family man of the year with three children and a lovely wife, guest starring Candace Cameron Bure on a Lifetime original. I fucked a lizard, then I married DJ Tanner.
Oh, my God.
A Lifetime original this holiday season. Yeah, with a special appearance by Aunt Becky. And Aunt Becky catches them. as she makes her miraculous return to television.
Yeah. And, you know, she rows to an island where she finds them.
Yeah. She's out there on an island trying to find herself after the scandal, the cheating scandal, discovers people fucking lizards, and then tries to rehabilitate things. You're fucking lizards, but you know what? You'd be great for my niece. I think I can rehabilitate you. Let's take you back to San Francisco. So this could actually be more than just like Lifetime. It could be a Full House movie event.
You are a sick creature. But yeah, these people, I don't think they serve any purpose.
No.
On planet Earth anymore. I think you've proven that you just, it's over. Just be done.
I don't understand. Like, well, these people don't have humanity. So I don't understand why we have to have humanity, especially when it's so clear. I mean, I would have more humanity if it's just an allegation. That's one thing. Then you can't really prove it. Then you got to kind of take that. Right. Well, but if they're on camera fucking a lizard and then eating it, and they broke into the reserve to do this for fun, you're done.
Yeah. You're done. It's not like they were marooned somewhere and here was a lizard and they just needed to eat it. I can get behind that. But the whole fucking the lizard, raping the lizard.
Check it out. That wraps up the 15-minute preview of Dark Side Of. Don't miss any of our episodes. New ones every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Just search Dark Side Of wherever you download podcasts and press the follow, subscribe.
Hey, everyone. This is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground. And you'd be right. Because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at nissanusa.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving, it's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learn to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at cosi.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Like buttons.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.